Hello everyone, and welcome to Comfy Club, an excuse for two best friends to talk about video games. Today, we're covering something that we've been talking about for a while, about coming back around to, and it is Palia. And holy cow, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I forgot how much fun this game is. Like,
I know.
It's just so good, you know?
I feel like this happens all the time with us, where we stop playing a game for a while, and then we start it back up. It's like, why did we stop playing this?
Yeah, wait a second, I love this. And you go and you listen to us talk about it the first time, we're like, anyways, I love this game. Like, what happened? Who knows? I don't know.
See? Consistency.
Yeah. It's like every time is fresh, you know? Like, I see comments all the time that are like, oh, what I wouldn't give to, like, reread this for the first time. And what you gotta do is you just gotta step away from it for a while and come back to it. And you're like, yeah, this is amazing. What a good game. One of the things I was noticing when I was playing it is just the graphics and the building design. Again, I just was like, this is so good.
So good.
And I was like, I remember us talking about this, but it just blows me away every time. I'm just like, damn, they really made a good ass game.
Yeah, I was tilling up my garden and I was like, I just love this.
So satisfying. So good. Yeah, well, today we're going to talk about a lot of the updates that have happened since we first covered this game, and there have been a lot of updates. And then, of course, we're actually probably, this is like first up on my list of things to talk about because it's going to filter into the rest of them. I want to talk about just how great the dev team is, like personality-wise, basically, from what we get with the updates, just because I'm going to keep bringing it up probably throughout the rest of the episode. But yeah, so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about like the general changes that have come about, and then some of the bigger like features that have been added that are pretty cool. So yeah, I was reading through all the patch notes that have come out since we first covered this game, and holy cow, there were a lot.
Yes.
But you've mentioned this before, but the dev like transparency is really, really refreshing from them. And I think one of the biggest like examples of this is how they talk about climbing. And the updates and like the fixes that they're trying to bring to climbing. So they have like jumping and climbing puzzles in a lot of the game. And it is a little difficult sometimes. Like when I'm climbing a rock, sometimes she just like gets stuck and is like doing a little dance on it.
She's doing like a shuffle.
For audio only listeners, which is going to be everybody, both of us are just wiggling our hands around the camera. It's so good. Oh man. But so when they talk about that, because this is the other thing too, this is something they've been working on. Because I went back through all of the patch notes since we first played it, and it's literally in every single thing of like things that we're working on. And it's in literally every single one up until this most recent one. And they're still working on it.
Well, it's a big part of the game because you can basically climb anything. Mm-hmm. Like any like
natural
terrain.
Stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in the temples, there's a lot of climbing puzzles.
Yeah.
So like when we talk about the wind temple, we'll talk about that, you know. And the fact that like it is consistently on their radar, and the main point of it is that they're just trying to make it a more consistent and better experience for everybody across the board because they understand like how important it is in the game that they've built. So that's just like really refreshing to be like, oh, okay, like this is a quality of life thing that is very important, and they're taking their time to make sure it's better. Like it still works, obviously. Like, I don't think there's anything in the game so far that's like, oh, you're supposed to be able to climb this, but you just can't, you know?
Yeah.
But it just is across the board kind of like sometimes bad.
Right.
You know? And then
and
one of the
other
things.
Keep in mind, this is still in beta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
And then one of the other things that I noticed that was like something that I've noticed while playing it, but I just kind of like dismissed as like, maybe this is intentional, like it's not that important, but escape doesn't close all menus. It actually doesn't close a lot of menus. And that's something that they just included recently in one of their like patch notes about things that they're fixing, is making sure that that works consistently across all things. And that's something that, like the one for me that it was bothering me is, like, just your normal, like, inventory menu, like, that whole setup, the escape button doesn't close that. So I just, like, kept hitting escape and, like, nothing happens, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's a really cool quality of life thing that they're like, oh, we've taken note and we're going to be implementing this instead of just being like, well,
that doesn't do it.
Yeah, that's not what happens. I'm like, you know, because that's how I was living. I was like, well, escape doesn't close this menu. I don't know, you know? So it is really cool that they are taking things into consideration like that. And one of their priorities is quality of life, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just really nice and refreshing. And then also when you read the patch notes, they're so funny. Like, they're just goofy. They understand, like, and I think part of it that doesn't bother me, because I think in Disney Dreamlight Valley, I think we kind of talked about this a little bit too. Sometimes they tried to be a little bit jokey in their patch notes, but the vibes were just not there. It was like, you tried to make a joke, but the experience is actually bad, so the joke doesn't land. Oh, and in Polya, I feel like the jokes land because they're like, you could tell they're actually working towards fixing things and making it better, you know, and they're just like, it takes time, you know. So it's kind of, it's nice and refreshing, so.
Oh, yeah. I think the whole, I mean, the Disney community is just bonkers.
Yes. But yeah. So yeah, it was really fun, like, reading the patch notes and the updates and stuff like that, and, like, seeing how they've, like, typed up stuff. It's really nice. So yeah, it made reading them really fun.
Yeah. When I get the emails, I read them. Like, I can't say that about a lot of emails I get.
Yeah. If I could not read any emails, actually, that'd be great. Except for the Polya updates.
Right. I'm like, oh, a Polya update.
Yeah. But yeah, so I just kind of wanted to touch on that because, like, we're going to be talking about a lot of updates, and I'll probably remember, like, oh, yeah, when they talked about this update, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very cool. But yeah, so some general game changes that are new, which are very exciting, some bigger ones. Home customization. So now you can do, like, wallpaper on the outside, like siding and on the foundation, and you can change the roof colors and textures and stuff. They just added some more things into the town hall, like, renowned home building stuff. Bay windows was a big one, which I'm very excited to pop onto my house. But first I have to build more house. I still have just, like, my one little square.
I just need to make money, man.
That is something that when I was playing this week, I was like, okay, I gotta figure this out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something that I want to talk about later, too, about, like, money-making schemes, you know, like, how to play the game.
Let me join your MLM.
Yeah. But yeah, so home customization, there's a bunch more options now. Very, very cool.
Is the roof stuff free, or do you buy that through the town?
No, you buy that with Renown.
Okay.
Through the town hall. Yep. The lot limits have been upped on everything. So the number of buildings you can place and the number of, like, items you can place have been upped, which is really, really cool. And this is, like, an interesting choice. I'm wondering, like, why they did it like this. But when I was reading through it, you can place now up to 30 buildings and expansion combinations, mm-hmm. or like pieces, but you can only have 15 of them attached to one main house. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can't have one
giant
30
house.
Block house kind of thing. Yeah, so you can have, like, 2 15 blocks maximum, or you can have, like, a bunch of other, like, smaller ones and stuff. So you can have a maximum of 30 house pieces, but only 15 of them total can be attached together into one item, one house. So
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I'm sure there's, like, a reason for it or something, but, like, yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing that I was kind of like, I wonder why that is. So kind of cool. Not that I'm even close to that. You know,
I can't, like, afford a front single porch. So
I just finished building my front porch. I'm so excited about it. And then now you can update your appearance. So mm-hmm. you can go into Gel Shop and use that mirror that's there to actually change, like, your hair. And they've also added new eye shapes and face shapes and, like, face models, new skin tones, and new eye colors and facial hair, which I don't think either of us are using facial hair, but no. if you do, there you go. Yeah. So, yeah. And a cool thing that they did with that also is they put it on a cooldown. So you can only do it like once per week, basically, and it resets at the same time that weekly wants reset. Mm-hmm. So Sundays at 8 p.m. Pacific time, I think. So like 10 p.m. Central time. I say like everybody who listens to this is in Central time. but yeah, so you can change your look like physically once per week, which is kind of cool. So I did that yesterday. And that is not including your clothes, I think.
I don't think so. Sure.
I think the clothes are separate.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can change like your face shape and your hair and stuff. So, and they added a bunch of new hairstyles as well. So yeah, and it's all of that stuff is free. And there's obviously more premium stuff, which one day it's going to get me. I just, oh,
again. Did you even open it?
I did. I went and looked at so many. I probably spent like 20 minutes just like going through the premium shop and looking at the outfits. Yeah.
It's just take the wheel.
The benefit of them being expensive is that it is a very good roadblock for me. Because if these things were like $5, $10, your girl would be in the hole. But because just and it helps that the ones that I want are the most expensive ones because they're the best ones, obviously, you know? And I look at them and I'm like, $50 is a lot. Even $30 is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But I am also afraid it is still a slippery slope that if I'm like, well, I already spent $30, what's another $50? Like, it's crazy. I know it doesn't make sense. My brain doesn't work in ways that make sense. So no, I'm just like, not. If it stays at zero, it will stay at zero and we'll be okay.
Just keep it there.
Yeah.
Did you see that a lot of them are on sale right now?
I did.
But not the ones you want.
Don't talk to me about it. And then the last kind of big general game change is now they have dedicated regional servers. So should help now that the player base is up too, and especially during the event. Sometimes when you're like loading in between zones, it'll say like 4 polyons ahead of you, which I think when we first played this was the most that I'd ever seen, was like 4. When I went into the Magi Market the other day, and it was, like, right when the market started. Like, I happened to run up right as it started. There were 374 polyons ahead of me. And I was like, good for them, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. I think I had, like, 87. And I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was really cool. I don't know. It's just, like, nice playing a game like this that we really enjoy. If you listen to this podcast, you know we get really emotionally invested in a game company that we have no involvement with, you know, besides a consumer.
Right.
But, like, it is very nice to be like, I like supporting this game, but to also know there are actively 400 other people playing this game right now, all trying to do the same thing that I'm doing right now, which isn't a lot, you know, but that's just people I'm waiting on. So that's just, like the minimum amount of people that are playing right now, you know. There's thousands of people playing. So it's very cool. So hopefully with the new, I'm sure they actually did the regional servers to kind of accommodate this kind of stuff because those went in a couple weeks ago. But yeah, it's very cool. So they also, it's now available on the Switch. You can now play Poly on the Switch. And it is available in the Epic Game Store. So if you don't want to download it directly from their website for whatever reason, you can now download it through Epic, and it is going to be coming to Steam soon. So I'm kind of interested how the save works across those, like if you can just, like, you know, if you get to keep your progress or whatever, or if you have to restart. So I haven't looked into it, and I probably am not going to. Having its own dedicated launcher is actually kind of nice. So
yeah, I do accidentally click it all the time because I have it pinned to my taskbar.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Like, no, I don't want to play right now.
Yeah.
I'm working.
No, it's not time. But yeah, so those are some of the general game changes that went in. So just kind of overall stuff. But then we got a bunch of, like, new things in, which I'm very excited about. So, one, the Magi Market is back with the Luna, and I want to clarify this, too. In the game, it is called Luna with no R at the end. Okay. Luna like a Luna moth. Because I keep saying Luna.
I didn't even notice.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's called the Luna New Year. So, okay. I just want to clarify so that people are like, this dumb girl isn't even saying Lunar. Yeah. Like, nope. In the game, it's Luna. And it is called that because there is this story about the goddess Luna, I think, who is, like, the goddess of the moon. Like, they're not doing anything crazy there. And this tradition comes from, like, Chain told me this story, and I immediately forgot most of it, probably. But
yeah.
Basically, like, they prayed for something, and then there was, like, this huge crazy thing that happened in the sky, and then everybody woke up, and there was, like, a coin under their pillow. And then it became, like, this tradition to, like, gift. Like, they were like, oh, this is such a gift to me. I actually want to gift this to somebody else. And so they would gift that coin that they got to somebody else. So it's kind of, like, this cool, like, community tradition thing. So very, very cute.
It's like the lucky envelopes for actual Lunar New Year.
Yeah. And then speaking of lucky envelopes, you get lucky envelopes for, that's like the event currency for this one. You can get those by playing Hot Pot, the little Hot Pot matching game.
Hot Pot's my jam.
I am in love with this mini game. I struggled to understand it, like, the first two rounds that I played, because I just was like, I don't know. I read the instructions, and the instructions are pretty surface level, I will say, because I've gone back and reread them.
Yeah.
And they tell you how to, like, what the goal of the game is, but they don't tell you, like, how the actual game works. Like, it would be like if I was explaining soccer, if I was like, okay, well, what you want to do, you and your team, you want to get the ball into the goal. And then that was all I told you.
Yeah. No, you can't use your hands.
Yeah. Like, you idiot. Yeah, well, like, you know, this is the other team and they're trying to do this and you have to kick the ball this way and, like, what's offsides, you know? Like, so I'm just, like, clicking stuff and I'm like, how do you know, like, how to play the game? Like, but once you kind of got into it and got the hang of it, it's very, very simple and I am obsessed with this game.
Yeah, I was really confused because I was like, I have my set and I was like, okay, how do I, like, turn my set in? Like, this is done.
Yeah.
But I understand.
So I'm going to explain the game because I think it will help people understand where we were confused. You have 8 tiles in front of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, a center thing with 5 tiles. And I'll explain the part where I was really getting confused too once we get there. So you have 8 tiles. You're trying to create 3 sets of 3. And this part made sense to me. And the different sets made sense to me. There's different colors, and they have different symbols on them. So you'll have, like the green ones. There are 3 different types of green tiles with different symbols on them. There's orange ones, there's white ones, there's blue ones, you know. You can either, a set of 3 is either all 3 are the same color symbol. So, like, for fish, you can have blue and it has 3 fish on it. Or it can be, they're the same color from the same set, but there are the 3 different symbols in there. So it'll be like the fish, the crab claw, and the shrimp. So either of those are a set. If you have 2 of one and then 1 of the other, so like 2 shrimps and a crab claw, that is not a set. So that part made sense to me. In the middle, there's a random tile in the middle that's face down that you can draw in order to trade out something to try to make a set. It's kind of like a complicated go fish is what I was thinking about it. And then when you discard a tile, it gets put face up in front of you and people can draw from those face up tiles. And so that's
it's
where,
like,
I was like,
canasta.
Yeah.
For all the young people who are canasta players like me.
A whole bunch of 70-year-old women who are like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. But yeah, so I was like confused where these other tiles were coming from for a while. And then like the one part that I'm still not confused or I'm still am confused about is where, like, behind the scenes, is there like a single set of tiles? Is there like a limited set of tiles? Like if we were playing this with like a deck of cards, are there only 4 aces? Are there only 4 kings, you know? Or is it just random and there's no like rhyme or reason? Because like I still can't figure out what like the rotation is. So like let's say I'm trying to get 3 corn. Okay, well, if somebody else has a corn, does that mean that all corns are in play? There's no more corns. Or does that mean I can randomly get another one? And I think that's the case. I think there's just 3 of each, right? There are only 3 corns. There are only 3 shrimps, you know? But then I'm like, okay, so there is 3 of each symbol. What is the frequency? Like, are they randomly getting drawn from the ones that are not in front of somebody? Like, how is that? Like, I don't know. So that's the part where I'm struggling. And especially because the part that always pisses me off is I'll trade out one because I'm like, okay, well, I'm never going to get this one. You know, like if I have 2 potatoes and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to trade this out for like a carrot or whatever. So now I have 2 yellows instead of 2 potatoes. And then, you know what happens next? Another potato comes up, and I see both of them now in the discards. I'm like, if I just kept my potato!
Yep.
So that happens all the time. But I will say the lucky envelope return is very good on that game, which is nice. That's what I really love about these events, is that it feels like you're not like, oh god, I gotta play, because otherwise I'll never, like, get all of the rewards. Like, I feel like I get enough things that, like, once I play through the rest of the week, I'll have gotten all of the, like, event exclusive things. Like, I already have, like, half the recipes, I think, so. But yeah.
Yeah. I really like that mini game. I'm glad they added, like, an actual mini game.
Yes. Yeah. Choppa Chase is still in, which is fun. So, I also feel like when I was playing yesterday, there were a lot more people, like, in the event and playing, which was really, really cool. I feel like before when I was playing, there were only ever, like, I don't know, like, 6 or 7 people in the event space while I was there at the same time. And now it's, like, the hot pot tables are full. There's, like, a dozen people playing Choppa Chase. There's people running around all over. And I'm like, this is so nice. This is so, like, cozy and MMO-y. I love it.
So, yeah. I also like how they kind of spread out the market a bit more.
Yeah, now there's stuff over on the other side of the tree, which is really nice. Like, more stuff over there.
Yeah, because used to, all the stalls were kind of next to each other in, like, one area. And so now it feels a lot more full.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like there's, like, dead space really, like, in there, which is really cool.
Yeah. So,
very excited. There's also an event-exclusive, like, quest, kind of mini quest. If you talk to Chain, he's like, yeah, everybody's submitted like a little wish ticket or whatever, except for Zeki. So you get to go talk to Zeki about like why he hasn't, and kind of like talk to him about that, which is really cool. So.
Oh yeah. There's a whole story there.
Yep. Oh yeah. So other new things is new major quest kind of situation. Somebody from the Order is coming, and they're literally the anti-magic police. So they're coming to investigate the human reemergence, and that's where we're getting our new character from. So she, Subira, is the new character who is romanceable.
I was like, I cannot find this girl anywhere.
Yeah, I went and looked it up because I was like, how do you unlock her? And I was reading through the notes. Yeah, so she is the little investigator that comes. Yeah. And, like, part of her story is, like, not story, I guess, but, like, part of your relationship with her is, like, her being, like, I'm here on business, and this kind of is a conflict of interests, like, you know, choosing love over duty, like, that whole kind of situation. So, yeah, I think that would be fun.
That's interesting, because I was talking to Ashura
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm going to go to the Magi market. And usually I wouldn't go because I have to watch the inn. But what is her name that you just said?
Sabira.
But Sabira offered to watch the inn for me. I'm like, I don't even have her in there.
Yeah.
We're like, where is this woman?
Yeah. She's been there the whole time. You're just not allowed to see her. Everyone's constantly like running like distractions to keep you from seeing her before you're ready.
But you have to make all that furniture before she comes. Yeah, I'm never, it's never going to happen.
He's iron, which is.
And he's iron tough. And flow wood.
Yeah. And I haven't upgraded my axe enough to get flow wood. So.
You just got to group up.
I know.
All the homies will be like, flow wood over here. And you'll say, I'm coming.
That's true. I need to do that. I need to be more involved with the people.
You gotta do the MMO part of this game.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And I haven't been doing that. I've just been playing a solo.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's a new character. Very excited to meet her. New temple.
Yes.
This is the other big one.
So, I finished it today.
Woo! Yeah. I also wanted to say, too, something that I realized when I was playing this. So I think last time we mentioned Palia, and kind of talked about some new features, they had added a thing called the Tower, and it's just a big, long jumping puzzle obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And when they put it in, they were like, this is just for funsies. Like, go in, it's a challenge for you guys. It is not meant to be, like, don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
There may be changes. Like, this is just a fun thing for you to do. When I was playing the Wind Temple, when I was going through that, I was like, I see what they did here.
Mm.
They did this tower and kind of threw it out there as like a secret test to be like, if we do these jumping puzzles for the Wind Temple.
Are people going to be upset?
Yeah. Are people going to be able to do it? Are people going to be mad about it? Like, what is our level of like, you know? And so I'm wondering how much of, like, the jumping puzzle stuff in the tower informed the jumping puzzle stuff in the Wind Temple. Because I think, like, that was very smart of them to be, like, how, basically, it was, like, how small can things be for people to jump on them, you know?
Sneaky.
Like, how accessible is that? So, yeah. But the Wind Temple, very cool. Very, very cool. And I don't want to get too spoilery about it, but there's, like, a ton of lore that you learn. Mm-hmm. And like nature lore, like you learn about this animal, you know, that like doesn't exist anymore. Does it exist? Who knows? Mm-hmm. And what I also love, and I don't think I realized this in the second temple, but each temple has had NPCs like be involved with you exploring the temple. So, like, the first one, obviously, was Gina and Hecla, you know, because you're discovering that stuff. And then the second one was Hassian and, what's his mom's name?
Stifu.
Yeah. So, they are exploring that one with you. And I kind of was like, it didn't click to me, like, oh, this is purposely different, you know? Like, I don't know. But now this, the third one, the Wind Temple, Zeki, and then Eloisa and Callery. Right? Isn't that her name? Kaleri? It's probably Kaleri because...
Yeah, I think it's Kaleri, actually.
Yeah. They wouldn't just pronounce it like calorie.
Triggering.
Yeah. They're the ones helping you discover, like, the Wind Temple and, like, learn about it. And part of that quest is, like, helping the sisters' relationship dynamic, mm-hmm. which is very fun. It also was very enlightening because while I definitely understand Kaleri's like, well, we need facts. And I'm like, you're right. And then I talked to Eloisa and I'm like, yeah, but this is so much better. Like, your imagination is so fun. And that's when I realized, oh, mm-hmm. I'm her.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I'm over here like, but what if this bird could sprout flames from its wings? And everyone else in my life is like, Mackenzie, it doesn't do that. You have no evidence. That's not how things work. You can't just imagine it and it'd be true.
Yes.
So that was very fun. But yeah, it's really cool, like, that part of the quest is the NPC's relationships, you know?
Yep. And you get a lot of relationship for completing everything with mm-hmm. the three of them. So that's very yes. nice.
Yeah, I need to go back and get the rest of those things. But yeah. this is like a little bit spoilery for the overall lore. It does get touched on a little bit in the Fire Temple when we did that one. But in this Wind Temple, this game has like an underlying kind of like horror element almost to it. Like very well, subconsciously. Humans
went extinct. So
yeah. Yes. So humans, well, they didn't go extinct. They just like disappeared. Okay. And you read some of these like research notes and like stuff that have been like left around this temple, you know? That stuff is spooky. That is scary. They talk about, because they're up on these floating islands, and they're just like, yeah, we keep sending people down to see, like, what's happened. Like, we haven't heard any news from, like, the ground in a while. So we send people down there. And they just never come back.
Yeah.
And then there's one where they're like, yeah, we actually can't even see the lights of civilization anymore that are on the ground. And I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, we might be the last people left alive. What do you mean? Like, so scary. I was reading these, and it was literally like a horror movie. I just was like, that's so scary. And we're up here like, huh, I wonder what happened. Where did these birds go? And I'm like, no one's talking about the mental trauma of just thinking that civilization is disappearing beneath you and there's nothing you can do about it. I just was like, that's insane. That's so scary. So yeah, you know, just know that everything's beautiful. It's so cool. You're learning about all the science that people were doing. And then also, a little spooky. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's why there's ruins everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it's so crazy. Just like reading it, I'm like, so scary. So yeah, I'm excited to learn more. Because like, those are where you get the pieces of evidence for the sisters. So I'm like, oh God. What other new horrors are going to be revealed to me in these notes?
I think you'll be okay.
But, I know.
So one part of the temple is you have to find these eggs. Mm-hmm. And there are 16 of them. And you need 10. And that one I sent you a Snapchat of, mm-hmm. that's up. It's on this, like, backward C-shaped
stone pillar. It was like a full circle that part of it got broken off of. Yeah.
Unreachable. I had to look up how to complete this freaking temple because it was kicking my butt. And the video was like, yeah, you can't get that one. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I didn't even see that one. Yeah. Well, there's also one that I think I need to get for Zeki that I don't know how to get to. It's like this egg that's like underneath a windmill kind of thing. And I literally like can't walk close to it. Like I just can't physically. No,
I think that's just decoration.
What the heck?
Did you find a secret up there? A hint? A research note thing?
I think so, yeah.
And then that's the only thing you need to be up there for.
What the heck? Why would they have that out there looking like something that I need to pick up, like all the other crap I need to pick up?
Well, did you find that barrel of wine?
No, I haven't found that one yet.
I walked past it half a dozen times because I was like, oh, that's decoration. And nope, that's one of the treasures Zeki wants.
What the heck?
Yeah. That's my biggest complaint about this game is the AoE for interacting with things.
Is so small.
It's sometimes
you literally have to, like, the camera has to be angled at it. So, like, the, because part of this quest is you have to activate these little flow gates. And there's, like, a little specific kind of, like, pedestal that they're on. And I would literally have to walk up to them and then angle the camera, like, overhead. So I'm, like, looking directly down at it in order to activate it. And I'm like, I'm clearly standing on it. Can you, like, please? Yeah.
You can't get too close.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't be too close.
I do that with doors all the time. I'll run up to them and I'll run into the door and I have to back up and then get close enough again. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah. They can improve that. That would be.
Yeah. What a horrible buggy game. Boo.
Boo. Boo. Free game.
Yeah. But yeah, that's one of my big complaints where I'm like, let me just interact with things.
So. Yeah. But that temple, I was like, oh, yeah, you have to actually be good at the video game sometimes.
Yes. One of the other things, too, is this is a me problem also, is you do have to look around.
And I kept wishing that I had binoculars when I was doing this temple. It's like, do I really need to fly over there?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes when you're looking at the path that you want to take, it's not as straightforward as you think it is. But yeah, so it's trying to get over to the bug island, I think. And when you're doing it, you can like see kind of like where you're supposed to go. And I had to go up. I was climbing on something else because I just like, I couldn't get it. There's like a thing where it like lifts you up. And then I was trying to go straight forward, and I wasn't getting close enough. I was like, how are you supposed to do this? I'm not getting high enough. Like, I can't reach it. No, you have to go, like, behind you a little bit onto something taller and then jump off of that. And I was like...
Well, the other thing that the reason I was struggling so much was I didn't realize that gliding on those air currents...
Mm-hmm.
If you're pressing forward,
it jacks you up.
Yeah, doesn't.
Because it takes you out of it. Yes.
That doesn't lift you as high. It's just not pressing anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yes.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, it was a learning experience for sure.
Yes. So,
but yeah. But it was really cool. I mean, I really liked it. I will say, like, I think I mentioned this when we talked about the Fire Temple before. I think it is very hard to find a sweet spot between something that is big and grand, but doesn't feel obnoxiously so. And I don't think that they've hit that mark yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think both the Fire Temple and this Wind Temple have both felt like there was too much space in between the important things, which is okay. Like, I'm not necessarily like the jumping puzzle part, but there is so much empty space between all of these things that you need to find. Like, this is the crazy thing. So between the sisters and Zeki, you have to find 15 items and then the eggs. So total, you need to find 25 items. And across all of this space, like, I felt like I was really like checking every nook and cranny, and I still have 3 things that I need to find for the sisters and 4 things that I need to find for Zeki. Like, and so I don't even know where to start looking. And the problem with that is that now I have all of this space that I have to check.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it is very cool. The design is really neat. But as a solo player trying to find items that are also small, and again, we talked about like the interact aura is not very big, you know, like, It's very difficult. It's kind of like my one complaint about it, where it's like, how are you supposed to find this stuff? I was doing another quest that was like one of those like search this area for things.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look it up because I couldn't find it.
Yep.
And it's like, that's kind of my big complaint. It's like some of the spaces just feel way too big for what you're trying to do in them, to a detriment, you know?
Yeah. I wish the temples were more puzzles than gather X amount of things multiple times.
Yes.
Because the normal quests are already gather this many things. Like, I would like a little break from that monotony.
Yeah. And then it doesn't feel like I'm just running around desperately trying to find something in these ruins, you know? Like, it doesn't feel as tedious. So.
Yes. I am glad, though, all the temples have, like, a little slidey puzzle at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm so glad that they are keeping those so easy, because, man, I'm so bad at those kinds of puzzles. Same.
I also, we get a little bit of lore in the game about these slidey puzzles, and it is so funny.
Yeah.
Because one of the notes talking about, there's a couple of notes where they mention it in the Wind Temple. Because you may be thinking, as a rational person, that seems weird to have a sliding puzzle in a research facility as like a door lock. Well, guess what? They also thought it was weird. There's like multiple notes where they're like, yeah, some weird like construction guys here, like a contractor's here to install a sliding door puzzle. And that we don't really know why, and that seems very bizarre. Like, that's really impractical. What if you needed to get in there?
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's just, like, a nice little, like, fourth wall break where it's like, wait a second, this is stupid, actually.
Yeah.
So that was really good to, like, read those notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you complete this temple, it opens up another constellation in the little ruins next to Hecla's. Temple. Yep. Yes. So you have more collections to complete. So I had to update my notebook with all my wind temple items I have to find now.
So smart.
I love it.
I think I've officially donated 2 items.
Wow, look at you go.
Yeah.
I've done a handful of the fire constellation stuff. But yeah, you gotta dedicate some time to...
The ones that are gonna kill me are the fishing ones.
Yes, it's hard. But it's nice, at least, that they tell you, like, where that fish is and when and whatnot. Because without that, I'd have to be Googling, and that feels like cheating sometimes.
That's, like, I kind of feel like that, but then I'm just like, I don't know, it's an MMO. Like, otherwise I'm never going to find this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, because it's like, I don't need some sort of starlight manta ray or whatever for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how am I supposed to find that? I'm just, like, supposed to, like, try different... I guess the answer is yes. You're supposed to, like, try different baits in the location that it says and, like, during that time. But I'm like...
Well, it tells you.
Tell me. Yeah.
It says you need glowworms in the lake at this time.
Oh, I didn't know it told you what bait type.
Yeah,
maybe the one I looked at didn't have bait that it needed, but...
Yeah, and if it wants no bait, it'll say on there. You just have to hover over them in the little constellation collections.
That's what I need to do. Well, I also need to upgrade all my tools. Because I'm still rocking some bronze tools, little copper tools.
I really just need to level up my skills, especially my cooking.
That was the other thing that I wanted to talk about is, like, how my gameplay is different from the first time we played it. Because the first time when we played, I was like, we gotta explore. We gotta try everything. Like, see what the deal is. And then this last week, I was like, okay, time to play the game and
buckle down.
The things. Yeah. So, like, focusing on, like, fishing is something I, like, almost never do. Because I'm like, I've got other things to do. I gotta run around and... not complete any quests, just run around, I guess. I don't know.
I run in circles.
Literally, that's how I feel sometimes. So, like, focusing on actually building skills and, like, doing it more intentionally, like, and even, like, hunting while I'm doing stuff, you know, and, like, having all of the equipment that I need to do that instead of just, like, man, if only I had captured all of these bugs that I saw running down here to go fish or shot any of these things. Like, if I just have the arrows and the smoke bombs, then I can accomplish those things more efficiently, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, focused on that a lot, which was eye-opening how bad I am at some of these things.
Yeah, I mostly just want to level up my cooking because I'm at level 5, and at level 6, you unlock a bunch of recipes, and I need that.
Yeah, that was the other thing that really made me open my eyes to, like, I need to be focused on leveling up stuff, because I was really cooking, expressly thinking about, like, oh, I'm going to be using this, I'm going to be eating this to get my focus up. You don't need that much food.
Nope.
Your focus depletes so slowly that, like, you barely need any food. And so, you know, I want to buy more recipes because I have all of these ingredients that I'm not using. Because I can only make, like, fish tacos and soup, you know? And so I was like, okay, well...
What else do you need?
Exactly. So I was like, okay, well, I need to level up my cooking so that I can use all these things that I have because my storage is full because I keep, like, running out of room, you know? And then farming, you know, gotta... just keep doing that, which I guess leveling up farming, really the only reason you need to do it is to unlock the final seeds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So doing that, But something we mentioned at the beginning, making money. So yes. far, selling just produce, great moneymaker. Mm-hmm. What I've been doing is just selling my non-quality produce and then just keeping my quality produce and only making seeds with quality produce so that everything is quality. But yeah, even just selling regular quality things has been, it just gets you a ton of money. It's crazy. Yeah. So
now I like to hoard in these types of games. So I keep 10 normal quality mm-hmm. of each and then 5 quality of each and then sell the rest. But yeah, today I was like, I'm going to buy more plots because I need to plant these apple trees.
Yep.
And I just need to fill these things up so I can be making more money.
I need to send you the link. You can actually just Google it. But because I was like, this is the crazy thing with gardening in this game. It rewards you for not planting row crops. You are supposed to intermix them mm-hmm. because they give different buffs in a little circle around them.
Yeah.
I don't pay that much attention to that crap. I'm literally, I'm not planting them in rows, but I am just like putting them randomly because I'm like, I don't have time for this. But there is a little online garden plot thing for Palia where you can place, like you can say, okay, these are the plants I have and like put them in order and it'll tell you like percentages of the different buffs and like which ones are affected by it. So you can like plan it out.
That's cool.
And like, yeah, very, very cool. And it'll give you, you can do up to 9 plots of the 9. So you can like do 3x3 big garden plots and see like get the most efficiency out of all of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, very, very cool. But also more work than I was willing to put in. So.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to get all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I just want a front porch, man.
Yeah. It's I'm a little disappointed. The porch isn't as big as I was hoping. I also have it on the side of my house, so. But it's okay.
Cute. Yeah. A little side porch.
Exactly. And I think what I want to do is move my house back up closer to the front of the property and then have the garden off the porch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So right now I have my house set like way back. I have to like run halfway across the lot to get there. So, but yeah, I'm excited to build more things. But again, like you've got to have money for it. You got to have renown. So guess what? You've got to play the game to get the stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on is playing the game.
I also want to level up my relationships because I don't have anybody at level 4 yet.
Yep.
So I still don't have a Shep. Mm-hmm. So, and I still don't know who I want as my Shep.
Yeah. I was looking at mine yesterday to see, like, do I even have anybody at level 4 or who's close? The closest person is Tish at level 3. And I'm like, well, I know I don't want her to be my Shep. I just want to be pals with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, damn. And the only reason I'm even that close to, like, that high of a level with her is because I think there's, like, more furniture quests than anything else, really. And she, in my opinion, spends more time around other NPCs than other people. So, like, I'll happen to go, like, into Jill's shop and she's in there. Or I'll go somewhere else and she's there. And I'm like, she just happened to be in more places. And also, like, when she's in the shop, I'm stopping in there to look at furniture, you know? So I'm like, well, she's in here. Might as well talk to her. So, but that was one of the other things that I was really focused on this week is doing the gifts and asking about like what people want what and actually completing those tasks instead of just like, I don't care.
So you want a broken wagon wheel. That's great.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I got really lucky. 2 people wanted some of those and then I was fishing and I got a couple of them. I was like, oh,
I feel like they're so hard to find.
I got 3 the other day and I was like,
nice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing too is foraging is something that I've kind of forced myself to like do more of.
Yeah.
And part of it is like a resource management thing where I wasn't foraging because my inventory was constantly full and my storage was full. Okay, well, I need to be using these resources instead of just like holding on to them for no reason. Like, you know. So actually collecting resources and actually using them. And then I'm still trying to figure out the best way to kind of walk this fine line, because we talked about the, like, resource mining and, like, wood chopping and stuff like that, and how there is, like, a respawn rate on those. So you can, like, snipe these resources out from other people that are in the area, which kind of sucks. But I think I've just kind of been like, that's the game. Like, I just am going to collect resources. Like,
I don't think you can worry about it too much.
Yeah. Because I'm always like, oh, well, what if I chop down these trees? And, like, I chop down too many trees. And what if somebody else is looking for this resource? I'm looking for
There's plenty of trees. Yeah. I think the only thing you should be, like, generous with is the flow resources. And those you typically need other people to harvest anyway.
And then the pallium nodes, too. I've seen a lot of people chatting, like, oh, there's a pallium node in this place. That's something too, like, if I am mining and there happens to be a person, like, that I can see, I kind of, like, wait until they see me so they can be like, might as well come over here and mine. And so, like, that's really the only thing that I'm, like, sharing kind of, like, intentionally. It's like, you might as well come over here and do this with me really quick so you can also get these resources.
Right. And you get more when
two people do it.
Yeah. But man, chatting in, like, world chat gives me such anxiety.
Yes. I don't do it. I'm like, that's nice for y'all.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, look at this flow tree. I'm like, maybe somebody else will come here soon and notice it and say something in the chat.
I literally ran past a flow tree and I literally felt like I was, like, running past with my hand by my eye. Like, that's how I felt like I was playing. I was like, don't look at it. You don't see it. You can't do anything with that by yourself. Run away.
Yeah.
Especially because, like,
that's just the nature of the game.
Yeah. I guess I could, like, if other people were there, but I'm like, my axe isn't even leveled up enough to chop down the big trees. I'm still using a copper axe. I'm like, what if I can't even contribute enough? And then everyone looks at me and they're like, look at that loser with a copper axe. Like, that's I'm afraid I'm going to get bullied for my copper axe.
No, the loading screen says everybody's new at some point. Be nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I figure, I don't think anybody would, but I'm like, but what if they did?
I do get bullied.
You're right.
No. I think you do have to at least upgrade it once.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. So, yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. I need to upgrade all my tools anyways. But then here's the thing, though. You have to go get the resources to upgrade the tools. And you have to buy the recipes. To So, it's a lot. I'm like, oh, gosh.
I know. I can buy the recipe to upgrade my hoe and my watering can. I'm like, well, that'd be cool if I had 3,000 coins. Yes. But I don't.
Yeah, so I need to go buy more plots, more farm plots.
That's
so
what I did, like, today.
Throw a bunch of crops down and get them going. I need to plan around wheat better. That's the one I'm always running out of. I always have the least amount of wheat, and I'm like, what is using, am I getting -1 every time I harvest a wheat? Like, what is going on here? And I have a ton of wheat seeds, so I'm like, where did the wheat go?
Maybe like, you cooked with them.
I guess. Yeah. Which, by the way, I still love the cooking in this game.
Love it.
It's so freaking great. I also just made my first recipe that required, like, a lot of prep.
Yeah.
It had 3 different things that I had to do on the prep table, and then another thing I had to do on another table, the one where you make the macarons. And then had to put that in and cook that. So it was the dumplings, which are one of the Magi Market recipes. So fun. It's so fun. And it's just cool that, like, how they modify the same mechanics for different ingredients. So I had to chop 3 different things. And the chopping, there were a different number of chops I had to do for each one. And then the tempo of the chops was different for each one, too. So it's kind of nice that, like, it forces you to stay a little bit more engaged instead of just like, all right, time to chop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, the same every time. So that's really cool. They've really just, like, done a lot of things in this game that are interesting in a good way, you know?
Yeah. I concur. It's a good game.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know why we stopped playing it.
I know. We got distracted by other games, I guess.
I guess so.
Man. It's just so good. So anyways, that's what I'm going to be doing tonight, is play more Palia.
I know, I was just thinking, I was like, well, I need to go get all of the market recipes. I haven't gotten those yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I have a couple more of the more expensive ones, so I'm gonna have to play a lot of Hot Pot. Darn.
You know? Shoot.
Yeah.
Well, if I see you there, it's on, girl.
Yeah. Oh, we play together. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's the other thing, too, that's fun, is, like, playing a game with and against other players in, like, that kind of fun way. Like, I'm not really talking to them, but it is kind of nice to be like, oh, this is so cute. Like, it's just cool.
It's nice to be like, oh, yeah, I won again.
Yes.
Loser.
I think I've only won one time. So.
Well, I played 3 rounds and I won 2 of them. I really like it.
Wow.
I love Hot Pot.
I've played a lot of rounds. Basically all I did yesterday was, like, during the daytime I was running around doing things, and then at night I was like, just grind Hot Pot so I can get the lucky tickets.
Well, so, yeah, I discovered it today. I was I need to go check out the market more.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love it.
Yes.
I want this to be a game in real life. Like, that's what I want.
I can teach a canasta.
That's so true. I forgot you literally said it was just like canasta.
I would say it's like just like it. There's a bit more to canasta, but
yeah,
it is a fun game. But
yeah,
you need a lot of cards.
Yeah.
It's a deck per person plus 1.
That's crazy. I don't think, yeah. I think you could play Hot Pot with a deck of cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just have to take some out.
Probably. You could play it with an old maid deck, maybe. Just take the old maid out.
You could play it with a go fish deck.
Yeah.
Just take out one of the fish of each category.
Yeah.
I wonder, man. All right, Singularity 6 idea. Sell a Hot Pot game.
Yes.
A physical one with cute little tiles.
Yes.
I wonder if there is this game. I wonder if this is based on a real game that we just don't know about.
Probably.
It probably is.
We probably sound dumb.
Yeah. If we sound dumb, be nice, tell us what the game is so we can play it in real life. We can bring it to game night. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But yeah. No, it's just such a good little game.
It is. And it's free.
Yeah. Forget. Oh, yeah. It's free. It's free, guys. Remember this. It's free. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man. The little in-game currency outfits, not free.
No. Rest game, really very not free. Oh, man. Well, and there's also, again, with the updates, too, it just is really cool how much quality content, cannot emphasize enough, quality content gets added. You know?
Yes.
It's crazy.
I'm really interested to see when they're, like, doing the full 1.0 release, and it's coming out of beta.
Yeah. I would assume, I'm going to make a wild guesstimation here.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's whenever we figure out, like, the story, I think, is going to be like, okay, we need to figure out the whole story of the human reemergence, you know, and then that'll be when they release it.
Yeah,
like they'll do all the quests for like understanding that, but maybe not. Maybe the storyline will be like way bigger than what we think, because it could be really big, you know. But we've got one more temple before the Sky Temple or the Star Temple, whatever it's called, with the constellations in it. So there's one more temple that needs to come out. I assume they won't do a 1.0 release before that, you know. And then there was, there's a new, I don't know if it's new, but there's a new exit in Bahari Bay that is Bahari Outskirts. So that's a new area that they're working on. I also don't know if you noticed, probably not, because I remember when we talked about, like, the edges of your home plot, and you were like, what are you talking about? They modified one of the areas in your home plot that it used to have, like, a little mine cart up there. Yeah. Well, they expanded that. So now it's, like, a tunnel.
And there's nothing. Secret tunnel?
Yeah, there's nothing in there yet. It doesn't go anywhere. But now it's, like, much different. Like, they've expanded that. Yeah. So they put in, there's another area in Bahari Bay that they modified. But yeah, so there's like other things that are going on. So there's the Bahari outskirts, which aren't in the game yet, but there's an entrance to them. And then obviously we've talked about the city, Bahari, mm-hmm. you know. So like, what's going on there? Is that somewhere that we're going to get to go? Like, why is that? Like, are we going to get magic? Because like, obviously a huge plot point is like, magic is illegal. Well, why is it illegal? Are we going to reintroduce magic? So like, there's so much that I can see in this game to be like, oh my gosh, like what's going to go on in this game forever? And I think it's really interesting to think about it in comparison to World of Warcraft, because we have a decade of this game, you know, mm-hmm. being over a decade, right?
Yeah.
20 years? Is it?
Yeah.
Did it just celebrate 20 years last year?
I believe so.
It's really cool to see, like, how that game started and the areas that that game started in a 1.0 release, and now it's this whole gigantic world, just like immeasurable world,
it's
you know?
This whole thing.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see, like, is this game going to reach those levels? And I think World of Warcraft is kind of the exception to that kind of stuff. Like, obviously, it's a huge game. It has this lasting power. But it's hard for another game to really, like, catch up to that one, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see where Palia goes in terms of, like, world expansion.
Yeah. I think your prediction is right, though, that the 1.0 will be when we kind of finish this storyline that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, hopefully we'll get expansions like WoW does, where it introduces this whole new thing.
Well, the other thing, too, is, like, maybe the human reemergence investigation, that is, like, the big long-term one. And maybe, like, we unlock the Earth Temple, and that kind of rounds out our pre-1.0. And then our next quest is, like, okay, well, actually, there's these other ruins in a new location that you need to go investigate to learn more about the human reemergence or why they disappeared. So I think having a huge mystery at the core of a story is a great way to, like, basically endlessly expand it, you know? Like, maybe we never learn the answer, but there's always going to be, like, go here to learn more, you know? Yeah. I mean, even in World of Warcraft, there's a ton of, like, oh, there's people researching this. You have to go here and help them with that and then run over here and do this. So, like, I don't know. It's just a really easy way to, like, introduce new mechanics, new locations, new quests, like, all sorts of stuff. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope Gina gets the recognition she deserves from the Order and whatever her apprenticeship is, because that girl's out here doing the work. So, and anytime I think about somebody being mean to her, I want to fight them. So, hopefully, maybe that's the mechanic we'll get. You actually get to go to the academy and fight all the people who made fun of Gina. That's the game I want.
Right. You can, like, mod Hecla to have, like,
a Gatling gun arm.
Yeah.
You hear that, Singularity 6? You can have that idea for free.
There you go. Sponsor the podcast.
Yeah.
We got plenty more where that came from.
New fighting arena. You fight apprentices to defend Gina's honor.
Yes.
Oh, man. But yeah. It's just such a good game. And, like, it's very nice that it doesn't feel like I'm playing an incomplete game, even though it is in beta. Like, it definitely still feels like it's being worked on, but it doesn't feel like I'm missing huge chunks of it because it's incomplete.
Oh, no.
It just feels like it's all stuff that, like, has yet to be introduced in my personal quest line. You know, like, the Wind Temple obviously just got introduced, but I never was like, oh, like, I obviously was like, oh, why can't I go in this building? But that could easily be, oh, I just haven't reached that quest yet, period. Yeah. Regardless of whether or not it's even in the game, you know?
And it's not like you were sitting around without quests to do.
Oh, yeah, hell no. I still have a ton. You know, it's, yeah, it's really good. It's a really well-balanced game, and I don't think we really have anything bad to say about it. Except for those interact hitboxes.
Just the interact.
Yeah.
That seems like it'd be easy to fix. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's on their list, and I just skimmed over it. So.
Probably.
But yeah, it's so good. It's such a good game.
It's good. If you haven't tried it, you should.
Yeah, join us. Play Palia. Yes. Oh, so good. Yeah. Yeah, any other thoughts about it?
Nope.
All right.
Well, I'm going to play more Hot Pot.
Hell yeah. That rounds us out for today on our Palia updates. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you on our next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.